Friends, last week I talked with you about the fact that Alberton Church has an opportunity and a challenge to exercise a ministry of prayer. And I want to continue on that theme because there are many aspects to being faithful in prayer as individuals and as a congregation. A ministry of prayer is just not speaking prayers. It's living out our prayers. It involves not just making petitions to God, but also committing ourselves to the Lord's way. So when we pray, we also commit ourselves to whatever action the Lord intends should flow from that, that we may possibly be engaged in. And that usually involves more prayer, and prayers both for ourselves and for others. And so today's sermon is about praying for ourselves and others, particularly in that context of living out a ministry of prayer. You see, when we pray for someone or something, or a concern that comes to our attention, we also are praying that God will show us what action or actions we may take to follow our prayer. What things ought we to do? If this is our petition to God, what things ought we to do in response to that? And are there things that we need to do or say or support or encourage as a consequence of our offering up this petition to the Lord? And that challenges us to not just end our prayer with a quick amen, but in a sense to meditate upon our prayer and ask for God's guidance in what comes next. Now what, God? What do we do? Is there something we can do? And sometimes that's really quite obvious, and other times, of course, particularly when the need is in a distant place or concerns people we may not even know, it may not seem immediately obvious that there's something for us to be engaged in. But let me suggest that there is. When we pray for someone, it is good for us to also extend our prayer to pray for those who are already involved in the concern. If we pray for someone who is sick, then we pray for those who are providing care. We pray for family. We pray for friends. If it's for some concern for justice or a need in the world, then we also certainly pray for those who are seeking, with God's help, to address that need. And we engage ourselves in that way, even though we may not have an opportunity for a direct participation. Our prayer to God is on behalf of those who may. And again, we don't even need to know exactly who they are. The Lord knows. But we, by offering such a prayer to the Lord, indicate that we are serious in our initial petition, that we're not just checking an item off our prayer list, but that we are following it up with our genuine concern. We said last week that when we pray for people, especially people in terms of their maybe health or immediate personal needs, we're also praying for their spiritual needs to be cared for. And once again, we offer prayer that somehow the spiritual needs of those who are going through a time of struggle may be met, and that there may be a voice in the name of Christ to speak comfort, encouragement, a word of the Lord. And sometimes that may in fact be something open to us to do. And if it is, then we need to pray to the Lord for wisdom and guidance to do it. And if it's a situation where we have no such opportunity, then surely we pray for those who may, even though we don't know who they are, but that God would respond to the spiritual needs of this individual for whom we have offered a prayer, as well as for their physical needs. And so, you see, our prayer gets expanded. We pray that God will give an opportunity for action and provide the people to accomplish it. You see, that's all part of that original simple petition on someone's behalf. Because that initial prayer petition leads on to further prayers, leads on to the recognition that our task may not be done at all and may only just be beginning, because there are ways that the Lord would actually use us in responding to the prayer that we have just offered. Another thing that arises when we take our praying seriously as a ministry opportunity for us is the question of how we may share the concern that we originally voiced in our prayer. If we pray for someone, is there some way that we can enlarge the prayer support for that individual? Now, here we need to be very sensitive, because sometimes the information that we have and on which we were to which we were responding initially is information that's quite confidential. And it may be difficult or perhaps even impossible to exactly describe the situation to someone without betraying the confidence. But then again, on probably most occasions, our prayer petitions are not quite that unknown to the world. We cover that here, as I mentioned last week, often by referring to people who are for whom prayer is requested, who are not part of the congregation, just by first names. And those who know, know. And those who don't know, perhaps don't need to know, other than that there is a need for prayer. Because, you see, in our praying for someone, we are always sensitive to their circumstances and their needs and their concern also. And so we never make prayer requests a matter of casual conversation that can be misunderstood as gossip. We may, if the time and season is right and the circumstances appropriate, we may share them with someone else that we know will also pray. But we do it with care and sensitivity. And then, of course, we pray for ourselves in the midst of this too, you know. We pray that God will enable us and others around us to overcome our frailties and equip us for this and similar needs. It was that aspect of this concern that moved me to read that passage from Matthew 26, when the disciples with Jesus on the night of his arrest, deeply concerned about him and yet overwhelmed by the frailties of the body, couldn't stay awake. And it reminds us that we're very vulnerable to forgetfulness. We've all had the experience, I'm sure, of having said to someone, "Yes, I'll pray about that," and then forgotten. We've all had the intention, I'm sure, of intending to continue to pray for something, but after a good beginning, forgetting to continue. And we pray also that God will somehow equip us not only for this specific situation that initiated our original petition to God, but for similar needs that may come to our attention. Because, you know, sometimes we get a request for prayer for someone whose identity is totally unknown to us, and there is no possibility that we are going to be asked to have any direct connection with them or conversation with them. But yet, that petition invites us to think, if those circumstances were different, and this was someone we knew, Lord, help us to understand what we might appropriately say to someone in such circumstances. If the need was there in the life of someone close around us, would we be prepared? And it's a very daunting thing, because when people face issues of life and death, then we fear so much just sounding trite. And yet at the same time, we cannot remain silent. We must, by the grace of God, have found ways of expressing our care, our concern, our support, our encouragement. It's not because we have all the answers or can foretell what the outcome of people's circumstances will be, but because in Christ we choose to walk with them and be there for them. And every time we offer a request for prayer, we're reminded type of need for which we ought to be preparing ourselves to respond. And of course, in prayer, and I'll put this at the end of the list of quite practical things that relate to prayer and the ministry of prayer. We need to pray that God will keep us praying. That sounds like a bit of a redundancy, but you know, the reality is that there are seasons in life when we're very conscious of prayer and very faithful in prayer. And then there are other seasons when not so much. And so a petition that we offer for ourselves on our own behalf and on behalf of others who share in a community of faith with us, that God will keep us a praying people, that God will prompt us when we see his hand at work in the world to praise him, and that we will be moved by the Spirit of God to keep coming into the Lord's presence with our prayers. And so, I leave these matters with you that we may allow these sorts of concerns to shape a ministry of prayer which we may exercise as individuals and as a congregation together, and that we may do so with faithfulness and joy in the Lord's presence. So, think about them. Pull out anything that you think particularly fits your needs and ask the Lord to help you grow. Thanks be to God.